Hello, my name is Mr. Campbell. I teach at the senior high school, grades 10 through 12. I've been teaching in the district for 25 years. Today we're going to do a lesson. Before we do that lesson, I'll talk to you about a couple things. We'll also go into maybe a couple quotes that we have here, like a storm quote, which is really, really important. We want to have some positive information out there. Make sure that everybody out there understands that before I start this, and I'm going to talk about a couple things, is the lesson that we're going to do, you could do with multiple materials. But if we want to just go ahead and start with a piece of paper, pencil, we're going to go ahead and draw. And what we're going to be drawing is we're going to be drawing an ice cream cone eventually, a two-scoop ice cream cone, and make sure that we understand, and I'll take you through it step by step, basic shapes into detail, and we'll talk about a little bit of color as well. But before I start that, the storm quote for the day is, when you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that walked in. That's what the storm is all about. So that's the storm quote for today, Tuesday. I have a guest with me today. That's my son, who is in eighth grade, and he will be doing the lesson with us. So his name is Liam Campbell. You can say hello to everybody, Liam.
Hi. Hello.
And Liam loves to draw as well, so it's a good person to have with us, not just myself. What I'd like to do is give you a little bit of information about who the artist is. Let's talk a little bit about artists. So the American artist that I'm going to talk about is a famous American painter and printmaker. His name is Wayne Thiebaud. It looks like Theobald, but actually it's pronounced Thiebaud. And he was born in Arizona. He is, once again, as I said, an American artist. He was born in 1920, and he's actually still living. So he's almost 100 years old. He's 99 presently. One of my personal favorite painters. He has a really, really interesting history. He started painting and also working as a teenager for Disney, and he would do some of the background drawings and paintings for them. Always interested in art throughout his career, and he still works to this day a little bit. He's changed, but most commonly he is known for doing landscapes. Most recently, and when I say recently, in the last 20 years, but what really brought him to, I would say, fame are his basic objects and basic images of everyday things that we would see, like desserts, pies, cakes, cupcakes, gumball machines, lipstick, ties, bow ties. And so all of these things that you would see almost as a consumer product. So that's where he falls into the category of being a pop artist, and probably one of the most famous pop artists. The two main places that he worked was in California, because he's a professor there for about 14 years, and then also New York City, of course, being the major hub of pop art. He would go back and forth as he did his teaching in California as a professor, and also would have to go to New York City for displaying his artwork and working in galleries, and just also being around other pop artists and influencing him and him influencing them. So his name is Wayne Thiebaud, but it looks like Theobald. So if you were to look it up, it's going to be T-H-I-E-B-A-U-D. So Wayne Thiebaud. All right. So the lesson that I'm going to talk to you about today, once again, we're just going to draw it out. I'm going to talk to you step by step through it. You could paint this drawing. You could work with markers, filling it in with color. You could do chalk pastel. You could do a variety of things. You could do watercolors. You could decide to go in with colored pencil. You could decide to go in with oil pastels. So that would really be of your choice. But let's kind of get started and say, if you could visualize a two scoops on a cone of ice cream, maybe your favorite ice cream, what would the basic shapes of two scoops and a cone be? Liam, you want to guess what those shapes might be?
Yeah. But like two circles and a triangle, upside down triangle.
That's pretty good. So if you think about it, if you look at maybe just sketching this out, so hopefully you have your paper and pencil now, but as we sketch this out, we're going to look at those two basic shapes. Now, whether you start with the triangle first, upside down, right, maybe a tall triangle, lightly sketch this out, and then on top of that, overlapping a little bit, that triangle, a circle, and then maybe another circle on top of that, overlapping a little bit, you might see something like an overlapping two circles and a triangle. And the triangle is below the two circles as we're drawing this up and down or vertically. Now, once you get those two circles and triangle, a couple things you want to look at. Is my cone tall enough? Because if you think about it, we're going to do one of those taller triangular cones, right? We're not doing the round kind of circular cone. And you could do that, but that's not what we're doing right now. So we're going to do kind of a longer triangle, okay, for our cone. And we're going to have those two circles overlapping. Now, what else we want to think about is the ice cream, right? So if we're adding any detail to this, let's think about the first scoop. Because the first scoop, which is on top, or the very last scoop that you do, I should say, as you are the ice cream parlor scooper, is that what you want to do is think about that tallest or the one on top scoop of ice cream would be on top of the one below it, and then that ice cream that has been scooped out in between the top one and the cone, that would be on top of the cone. So how are we going to go ahead and draw this out? We're going to take the very last scoop, the one on top, and we're going to see how that maybe at the bottom of the circle drips down a little bit and is a little bit uneven and off to the side. So now we're kind of changing the shape of the bottom of that circle. Kind of looks uneven, going more now horizontal, not straight across, but horizontal across there with some uneven lines. And then we'll bring that up around. Doesn't have to be perfect. I've never seen a perfect scooped ice cream scoop. And we'll have that one on top and kind of just finished a little bit. We'll have a little bit of value in there maybe where the you know, when they press down that scooper, and you have that ice cream hit the top of the one below it. Now we're going to go ahead and draw the very first one that the scooper may have put on top of the cone. That bottom is kind of straight going across at the bottom, but uneven as the ice cream would be. And then we're going to round that up again, and it's going to touch and look like it's underneath the cone that's at the very top of this scoop. How you doing, Liam? Good?
Yeah.
Looks good. Mm-hmm. So a couple points that we want to look at is, one, let's think about what two scoops of ice cream might look like. Round on top and a little bit of maybe flat, but not perfectly flat, on the bottom as you press, right? As you press that scoop of ice cream, the first one, onto the cone, and then as you press the second scoop on top of the first scoop. And then now what we can do is start drawing the cone. And the cone is going to change, not a whole lot. Maybe the bottom's a little bit rounded. You don't have this nice, pointy, sharp triangle. Looks good over there, Liam. Good job. And then if you look at that kind of upside-down triangle, so the point should be facing down and it's a little bit rounded, you can somewhere near the bottom, and let's go from the left side up a little bit at an angle to the right, you know how they, it's like a waffle, right? So you have that like waffle cone, or you have that flat cone that they roll then, right? So it's almost like a pizzelle. And then they roll it into a cone. We want to make sure that we have that fold in there. It just makes it look a little bit more three-dimensional. So I have a line going diagonal up there. All right. And then what we want to do next is some of the waffling. So So I'm going to do some lines going across the triangle, and they'll have a little curve to them. And the reason they have a curve to them is because why? The cone is three-dimensional, right? It's got a curve to it. It's a round cone. So we want to put a little curve to that. So I'm going from, say, the right side down at an angle to the left side of the cone with a little bit of curve to it. And then I'll, after I finish those, and don't put them real close to each other. You know, think about how a waffle is. Are they really close or just a little bit close? They got a little bit of space between them. What I want to do next is I'm going to go from the left side down at an angle, and I'm going to curve it to the right side of the cone. And what that should give you is that crisscross, right? Think of maybe like a curved checkerboard going across the cone. And that should give you the visual of waffling. Once you have created that waffle look to it, what we want to think about next is what are we using to create kind of a three-dimensional look to this? Are we using marker? Are we using pencil? Are we using charcoal? Are we using chalk pastel, paint? What I want you to think about is think of the cone as a cylinder. Think of the ice cream scoops as circles or spheres. So the sides of them would be darker, and the top and, say, the middle would be a little lighter. So the cone would be lighter in the middle if we're looking straight at it, and on the sides it'll be a little bit darker. So think about that when you're adding your value, okay? Now, some of the other things you want to think about is, you know, when you have your ice cream cone and it's scooped, you have these little imperfections. And those little imperfections are the texture of the cone. So as you're adding value to it, it doesn't have to be perfectly smooth. It can be a little bit, we'll say, rough and have a little bit of light and dark areas to it. So what do you think, Liam? You ready to go ahead and add some value to this?
Yep.
What do you want to use? What do you think? Pencil, markers? We can use a variety of things, but right now we have pencils and markers in front of us.
Use marker.
Marker? All right, so let's think about this color-wise. That cone, what colors might we use? We might use light brown. We might use a little bit of a light orange. We might use a dark brown. So think of those brownish colors for the cones. Now, if you're painting, that would be a variety of different colors that you might use with brown. If you're using colored pencil, you might have a variety of browns as well. But add some color to it. Don't be afraid to add a little orange in there, add a little bit of yellow. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to add a little bit of a light brown right now. And we're going to add then a little bit of orange to it. And that'll give us our base. And I'm going to go a little bit heavier with the brown on the sides because we talked about the sides being a little bit darker. And then having it be a little bit lighter, so maybe a little bit of the orange showing up in the center. So it appears as if it's a little bit lighter. And the thing about markers, we're using markers, is if you go put down your light color first, and then you put your dark color down and put your light color back over it and push a little bit harder, it'll blend the two colors together. So what we've just done is we've just filled in our cone with orange, light brown, and a darker brown, and it's a little bit lighter if you're to look at the cone in the center. What we want to do next is we'll pick some colors. We'll go with some pinks and maybe some red for the one scoop. Liam, you can choose whatever colors you want. I'm going to put the pink color down first because I want to put the lighter one down. So this bottom scoop is going to be pink with a little bit of red to it. So maybe like a, I don't know, raspberry flavor. And what we want to do next is, once again, do the pink, then a little bit of red, and then go back in with the pink, if I'm using markers, and blend back over it. And what that does is it blends some of that red in with the pink, so they look like they're, say, part of each other. They're together. They're blending. All right, so there's those two. And let's go with the top one. What do you think? Maybe we'll do, I don't know, we could do a yellow and maybe a light orange. And what that yellow and light orange might think, I'm thinking of orange sherbet maybe. I haven't had orange sherbet forever, but that's something that we could definitely add that color in there and make it look like. Or maybe there's like a lemon. You know, and the orange would just be a little bit in there just to make a little bit of a darker value. Think about what your colors are. And when you think about those colors, when you're adding value, what you want to do is think about a light, medium, and dark. So what would be a light color, we'll say, of warm colors, being hot colors. So light would be yellow, medium would be orange, red would be dark. And if you work those together, and not always have them just filled in with one solid pressure, but you change your pressure back and forth, you can make things look more three-dimensional. So if you look at my cones right now, you see the cone on the side is darker. The ice cream is darker on the sides, lighter in the middle, both scoops. And then we have a little bit of texture with the control of the marker, and we have a little bit of texture with the waffling of the cone. And so if you look up Wayne Thiebaud and you look up some of his artwork, you're going to see ice cream cones, you're going to see cupcakes, you're going to see donuts, you're going to see a variety of things as you would walk through the storefront. And if you think of Butler Main Street, think of it in the 50s, because Wayne Thiebaud, most popular probably with the objects he did like that, were in the 50s and 60s. But, you know, think about Butler Main Street in the 50s and 60s, and I'm sure your grandparents and your parents will tell you that it was just packed and full, and you would walk through the Main Street and look in the storefronts, and you would have bakeries full of, you know, donuts and cakes and stuff like that. And you still have that today here and there, but not quite as much as it used to be. So we have finished this lesson. Hopefully you enjoyed it. You can go back in, once again, depending on what medium you're using. Liam and I could go back in. If we want to outline this a little bit like an illustration, we could go in with a really thin Sharpie or a really thin black marker and just kind of add a little bit of outlining detail to it, and it would be finished. And just always remember to put your signature to the lower right of it. And if it's in your sketchbook, you can date it, however you want to do that. But hopefully you enjoyed this lesson. My name is Mr. Campbell. Liam Campbell has been my, we'll say, student assistant. And hopefully you enjoyed this. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll be talking to you probably soon again. Good day.